Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida's Abortion Amendment 4 falls in defeat. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it was an exciting night recently in the election night as we're watching, you know, minute by minute at the percentages for this Amendment 4 ballot, which would have codified abortion into the Constitution. It would have been horrific for the state of Florida. And we're watching, it got all the way up to 58%. Then as those panhandle counties, those numbers came in and went down, I think, to 57. But praise God, it never got to the supermajority, to the 60% threshold.
Yeah, there's really good news, obviously, that it failed. In Florida, there is a requirement to have a 60% plus one vote for anything to amend mm-hmm. the state constitution. That came about as a result of many years ago, a so-called pregnant pig amendment mm-hmm. that was proposed by people down in South Florida regarding caging pigs that are pregnant, and they got enough signatures and it got on the ballot. And it's part of our Florida Constitution.
We protect pregnant pigs.
Yeah.
But we had to fight to protect pregnant women and unborn children. But, you know, it's very concerning, even though it didn't pass, it still got to 57% of people that voted in favor of it.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we had the 60% threshold. And therefore, we defeated this amendment. But we have a lot of work to do going forward
absolutely.
Because 57% of the people that voted on this voted in favor of this passing. Now, part of this is because of the deceptive nature. Mm-hmm. That's why this should have never, never been allowed to go on the ballot by the Florida Supreme Court. By a 4-3 decision, the Florida Supreme Court narrowly allowed this to go on the ballot. We argued that it was deceptive and voters would be confused, and clearly that was the case.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the election, you look at the state of Florida, the majority of counties in Florida voted Republican. They would have voted for Donald Trump. However, when you look at the state of Florida, the majority of counties voted in favor of this amendment.
Well, I wouldn't say the majority of counties. If you actually look at the list of the counties, only a small number of counties voted in favor as a county matter of this amendment. Most counties are completely red, just like they are for electing President Trump, for the 47th president of the United States. But there are certain pockets that ultimately are giving more votes to the overall mix in certain counties that actually the county made the whole county favor the amendment. Those are some of the liberal counties, particularly down in South Florida, and also Orange County, unfortunately, Orlando.
Yeah, there was a lot of green on that state of Florida map.
But there was a lot of people that voted against it. The mm-hmm. counties essentially overwhelmingly voted against it. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
It should have should not have been on the ballot because it was deceptive. And since it did get on the ballot, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and funding from George Soros poured $27 million into gathering signatures to get it on the ballot, $27 million. Some of those people are going to jail. Some of those are in jail. The campaign, the Floridians Protecting Freedom, that group that was the sponsor, funded by these organizations I just mentioned, it's already had to pay about $250,000 in campaign violation fines. Some people are now being charged criminally. Over 100 people are under investigation for illegally gathering signatures by being paid based upon the number of signatures they gathered, forging signatures, signatures of dead people, and duplicating signatures.
You know, and thankful for those four patriots that stepped up and said, we can testify there was fraud, and they filed a lawsuit, and hence why you had this fraud coming out.
Well, the fraud actually came out because of Governor Ron DeSantis in his criminal investigation with the election office, and the civil lawsuit was filed because of the data that came out of the criminal. Mm-hmm. So even though the amendment failed, and probably the civil lawsuit's moot now because there's no reason to go forward, the criminal law investigation by the governor's office is ongoing, and there's going to be more people that will be sent to jail. But then once it got on the ballot, $27 million, and if you actually move out from those signatures, the fraudulent ballots, there would not have been enough signatures to even put it on the ballot.
Absolutely.
So there should not have even been an election involving this so-called amendment called Amendment 4.
But you know, it pays to speak up. When you see something wrong, it pays to speak up and see what's happened as a result.
Absolutely. And so in addition, however, is after it got on the ballot, they, from what we know now, and this is not final because more money will be reported to the final tally, $110 million more was spent by the Planned Parenthood pro-abortion organizations and supporters to actually try to pass it. And that $110 million is compared to $3 million raised by the pro-life groups.
Right.
So huge disparity in money, so much so that it was very deceptive that they were pushing these ads, trying to get people to suggest that all this would do was to repeal the six-week heartbeat law, not telling them that it would also override every other law except for parental notification. Parental notice would stay, but that's it. Parental consent would go, informed consent, waiting periods, health and safety, the requirements that the abortionist be a doctor, all of that would go away. Abortion would be allowed through all 9 months up to and even during birth, taxpayer funding of abortion. If they had actually revealed what this particular amendment really did, you would not have anywhere near $57 million.
No.
So $157 million, 57% of the vote, I should say.
And the television ads were clearly deceptive, and they were airing throughout the state of Florida, were really deceiving people. Thankfully, we had some appropriate material that gave the truth about the bill. I know I went around to all my neighbors and put it on their door so that at least they would know the truth and hopefully vote against this amendment. But I think we really fell short throughout the state. A lot of people were still deceived.
A lot of people are still deceived, so much so that Governor DeSantis and the Agency for Healthcare Administration had to come out strongly opposing the false information being pushed by these people that were promoting abortion.
And the governor took some flack for that, too.
He did, but he went out and even told TV stations stop airing those false ads because
yeah.
those are dangerous. They're false, and they put people in danger, in jeopardy.
Right.
They were trying to scare people to vote yes. Now, they obviously did a good job to get 57% of the voters. But, you know, we have to go forward and continue to educate people and provide support for families and women.
Because they'll be back.
They'll be.
They may well
be back. We'll be back in, as well. But, you know, Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, particularly our 501c4, was involved as very close working to the campaign to oppose it. And we were the go-to vendor to organize the ground game. And as a result, we printed 2.5 million flyers in English and in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We hired 6 full-time field directors. They covered all areas of Florida.
We did a lot of media on this.
We did
a lot of media.
Our field directors mobilized and organized churches and volunteers. We did pastor events, lots of different support. Over 12,000 signs we printed at our New Revolution printing ministry and operation. Most of the signs that you saw throughout the state of Florida that said vote no on 4 were printed at New Revolution as a result of being a vendor for the campaign. So we were involved in a lot, and a lot of prayer went in this mm-hmm. as well. Every single person who worked on this, every person who prayed on this, obviously it was all necessary as we see how deceptive and how much money that they poured into this. Because, you know, Planned Parenthood stood to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. 84,000 children a year had been aborted up until the heartbeat law went into effect. 84,000. Almost 8,000 people were out of state, and those numbers continued to rise every year because Florida became an abortion destination. No more.
Right.
Those 84,000 people now will have a chance for life.
Right.
That's the amazing thing. So thank you for your prayers. thank you for, you know, your work and your support here and with our ministries all around the country, because we worked not only in Florida, certainly we did in Florida, but we worked all around the nation as well. And we have a lot more work to do. We have a lot of opportunity ahead, and we're excited about the future. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.